Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The special meeting of the land board scheduled for Thursday evening will take place this morning at 9 a.m. to discuss a city and county memorandum of understanding and the Camporee contract. According to the news record, the meeting hopes to settle the stalemate between the city, county, and land board. All three parties must agree on who pays for what in order to finalize the contract with the International Pathfinders. The land board is hesitant because it hasn't had any word yet on grants that it's applied for, and if grant money doesn't come through, the board will have to dip into its reserves, which it thinks will set an uncomfortable precedent with the city and the county. A portion of 3rd Street from the intersection of Kendrick Avenue West to the alleyway will be closed today to allow for the demolition of the First Northern Bank building. The street should open again tomorrow. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources, Atlas Carbon, and Wood PLC will hold a groundbreaking ceremony sometime next month on a new coal refinery demonstration project just north of Gillette. The news record reports the goal of the project is to showcase and develop a sustainable coal refinery process at a pre-commercial scale, along with promoting the possibilities of Powder River Basin coal to industry and commercial stakeholders. With kids going back to school, the ANB Banking Center is gathering school supplies now through September 5th. Anyone wishing to help with any kind of school supplies can drop them off at the bank, and everything will be donated to the Council of Community Services. The annual Walk to End Alzheimer's is scheduled for this Saturday at Lasting Legacy Park. Find more information at act.alz.org. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.